Parshas Pekudei.
So Zalmi, how's it going? Are you ready to read Parshas Pekudei?
It's a very, very hard parsha for me.
Really? Why?
Because I don't remember whether I'm up to Shani or Shlishi. Or...
What do you mean?
There's so many parshias that end the same way. Like by Shani, it ends, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, Es Moshe. And then it says again, a few psukim later, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, Es Moshe. It keeps on saying, whatever, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, Es Moshe. I don't know how many times it says it in this week's parsha. And I get mixed up. I don't know if we're at the end of the parsha or the beginning.
All right, we'll chazer a little bit more. Review it a little bit more. I'm sure you'll get it.
Father?
Yes?
Why does it keep repeating Kashet Sivu Hashem Es Moshe?
Well, it means Bezalel built the Mishkan as Hashem commanded Moshe.
So why doesn't it just say once all the way at the end? That Bezalel did the whole Mishkan like Hashem commanded Moshe.
You ask a good question.
You're going to tell me a story?
You know, whenever you ask me a question, you always get a story. Do you want to hear a story?
Of course, Ta. If not, I wouldn't ask you the question.
The son of the Sanzarov, the famous Shinivarov, once came to a town. He was a great tzaddik, great gun in Talmud Chacham. And there was a man in town by the name of Beresh. And Beresh wanted very badly to have the schus, the merit, of being mishamish, of serving the tzaddik, doing something for him. He was hoping he would be able to get close to the Rav and maybe pour him his coffee or polish his shoes. But there were so many hundreds or maybe even thousands of people there that he couldn't even get close. He felt very bad.
I traveled all the way here to this town, hoping that I would be able to get close to the shin of a Rav. I want to have the schus of doing something for him. But I can't even get anywhere near him. I wish I could push the chair in when he sits down or pull it out when he gets up, but I can't get anywhere close by. Like now, Shalashu this time. The third Shabbos meal. Everyone's leaving the shul. I couldn't get within 50 feet of the Rav. Wait, they're making an announcement.
Boysai, the Rav is going to come in for the Malava Malka Suda in exactly 1 hour.
Everyone's walking out of the shul. Wow, look at this place. It's like a mess after Shalashudas. Herring all over the floor, tables turned over, chairs upside down. Wait a second. I have an idea. I'm going to clean up the shul. Let me straighten out the chairs. Shua Ben Nun used to clean up the shul and organize all the chairs. That was his great schus. Why can't I do the same? And this way, even if the Rav doesn't see me, I'm still serving him in a way. Okay, let me drag all these tables. Let me clean up the garbage over here. Let me sweep this up.
And my dear son, as he was sweeping...
As Beresh was sweeping?
Yes. He thought of a different story.
It's so confusing when there are stories inside stories. It's like...
It's like Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe many times?
Yeah.
Well, pay attention. As Beresh was sweeping up the Beis HaMedrash, a story went into his mind.
I was just thinking to myself over here. Let me get that dirt over there in the corner. Lift it up into this shovel. You know, once there was a very big tzaddik. His name was Reb Herschel of Rimenov. Reb Herschel of Rimenov, he was like the servant, well, not really a servant, but he was like the attendant to the big tzaddik, Reb Mendel of Rimenov. Everyone thought he was just some gabbai or some person that would drag the Nagelwasser and sweep things up. But those who really knew Reb Herschel knew that he was a great tzaddik, a hidden tzaddik. I once heard that he used to sweep up the shul every single day. And even on the day of his chuppah, he also swept up the shul. And many of the Hasidim went to the Rebbe, Reb Mendel of Rimenov, and they said to him,
Herschel is sweeping up the shul on the day of his chuppah. It doesn't pass, it's not right. A chassan is a king. Should we tell him to stop?
I'd rather not.
But why not, Rebbe?
I'll tell you the truth. My Herschel, when he sweeps up the shul,
and he sweeps out the garbage? He has in mind to sweep out all of the bad machshavos that people had during davening. You know, like when the Kohen carried out the ashes from the Mizbeach to the outside. And when he sweeps out the shul, being that in his mind he's thinking about cleaning out all the bad thoughts of the people, the shul has a special pureness to it, a special cleanliness to it. I know that it's really not right on the day of his chuppah, but I'd rather he sweep out the shul anyway.
Oh, I guess we shouldn't mix into this.
So Beresh is thinking about this story as he's sweeping up the shul. And then Beresh says to himself, I wish I knew how to sweep that way. I wish I knew how to sweep out all the bad thoughts on the shul. And then he closed his eyes and he had an idea. He said, you know what? I don't know how to do it, but Hashem, whatever the tzaddik of Heschel of Rimanov had in mind, apply the same thing to what I'm doing over here. Apply it over here too. Okay, I finished sweeping. Let me get over to the side. Here comes the shin of a rav with hundreds of people around him. He'll never know that I swept up the shul, but it doesn't make a difference. Hashem knows. Shin of a rav stepped into the Beis HaMedrash, and he stopped short.
Rebbe, what's the matter? Who cleaned up this Beis HaMedrash for Malava Malka? Bring him over here!
What's the difference, Rebbe, who cleaned it up?
I want to see that person!
Hey, Beresh, we saw you sweeping. Come over here.
Uh-oh. What did I do wrong?
Did you sweep up the Beis HaMedrash?
Yes.
Ah, thank you.
You understand what happened over here, my son?
Well, one story and back to the first story. I guess that the Shin of a Rav must have felt a special pureness in that shul.
Now, the Baal Shem Tov says that Bezalel was a great genius. He knew all of the secrets in the universe. He even knew how Hashem created the world with the letters. Even though he was very young, he was a great Talmud Chacham, and everyone is obligated to understand and to learn like Bezalel did. But when push came to shove, and he actually put together the Mishkan, he stopped short and he said something to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. He said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, I know all these great kavanais, and I know I have these great thoughts in mind, but how do I know whether I'm doing it right or wrong? When I am now concluding this curtain, or I'm concluding this article of clothing, I have only one thing in mind. Whatever Moshe wants, whatever Moshe told me, Hashem, whatever Moshe wants, that's the way it should be. Forget all my own personal ideas and kavanais. But Saul kept on thinking that way. Just whatever Moshe wants. And that is why the Torah reviews again and again, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Torah repeats it each time to show how great Bezalel was, that despite his vast knowledge, he humbled himself and said, okay, but now that I'm doing it, I just have in mind whatever Moshe told me to do, that's what I'm doing. Now, do you understand why the Torah repeats Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe?
Yes. But this way, when I say Vayasu Pamone Zov Tar, and I read it, I'm going to say, Hashem, please, I don't know what kavana I have to have, but please accept it as a pure kavana. And every time I say Kashetziva Hashem Es Moshe, I'll think about what I just read about, and that way I'll know where I'm up to. Do you understand, huh?
I don't know if you'll know where you're up to as far as Shani or Shlishi is concerned, but if you keep thinking Kashetziva Hashem Es Moshe your whole life, I'm sure you will know where you're up to.